My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health and maybe helping all of us to just get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. Obviously, there's work involved and there is no magic wand, even though we wish there was. I think a lot of us are just learning that we don't have the luxury that many generations before us did when they were able to live their life through their adult life and even into their elderly geriatric life before they really had to start thinking about really taking care of themselves because they came from a different time. The stress wasn't intense. The environment was cleaner. The food was better. You know, they drank more water. They got better rest. It was just a time when there wasn't as much wear and tear on the body. Today, we have all the technology. We have all the whereabouts and what to do and how to do it, but we don't. We eat terribly. We don't rest our body. We don't decompress. We don't de-stress our bodies. We don't sleep well. We don't exercise. We don't do the things that we need to do to keep our body healthy. So these one-time old age geriatric health conditions that were popping up when people were near the end of their life cycle are now hitting us at a much younger age. So what does it mean? Well, it means that we need to pay better attention. And we need to start doing inventory a little bit earlier. And we need to start being a little bit kinder, a little bit nicer, a little bit more focused with a better protocol to our health. And you don't have to change everything overnight. You just have to be a little bit better to yourself. And most of the ways that we can do that are just the basics. Diet, sleep, hydration, stress. You know, these can make dramatic changes if we follow suit. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk the relevant topics for good health. Getting our health, holding on to our health, maybe being healthy for the first time, learning the ins and outs, getting the information, learning about the alternatives and the complements, broadening your information base so that you can have better dialogues and discussions with your medical practitioners and your family, and giving you a better chance to make those wiser choices that otherwise you might not be making because maybe you don't even know that you have choices that you could be making. We have to take back our health. And the best way to do that is to get as healthy as we can, but learn about getting healthy. So today we're going to be talking about cleansing. But before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you there every single day because to me, it just makes the best sense. In a very confusing world where misinformation leads the pack, and there is information with every swipe, every tap, every email, every place you could possibly go to get information, it seems like most of the time we want to hold on to the information that is like-minded with us, meaning it, you know, kind of agrees with our philosophy, and maybe it helps us to get the answers we're looking for with the least amount of work. And that's just human nature, because sometimes you have to be real with yourself and think to yourself, you know, this sounds way too easy and this one sounds like it's some work, but I think I'm going to process it better and get more benefits and be healthier for it. And that's probably the way to go. When you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you get years and decades of amazing amounts of knowledge. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley with the most knowledgeable staff and the selection of only the highest quality products. They're pretty tight about who they allow on their shelves. And if something is not there, is usually a pretty good reason. You know, so the nice thing is when you go there, when you're choosing from whatever category you're looking in, you're always going to be picking from the best of the best. And I think that really does, you know, say a lot about this store. So come in, experience the knowledgeable staff, the customer service, the full service environment, leave with great peace of mind, and create relationships with knowledgeable people that are going to, you know, be there to answer these questions, because there's nothing more important than our health, getting it back or holding on to it. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, enter your email address, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And if you do, you'll start getting newsletters, emails, you know, good information, coupons, all that good stuff. You'll be connected with the store, and that's a great thing. And of course, you can always like them on Facebook as well and enjoy those wonderful posts that they put out every single day on their Facebook page. So we're going to be talking about cleansing today, and cleansing is something that I think is really, really important. You know, we apply cleansing principles to every part of our life. We wash our cars, we wash the clothes, you change the linens, you wipe down the counter, you wash the dishes, we clean the bathroom, you know, we clean the toilet, the sinks, we wipe the floors. I mean, we do everything that we possibly can do to get as healthy as we possibly can. But you know, the one area we don't think about is the area that's the most out of sight, out of mind, and that's the inside of our bodies. Now, what I have learned for such the longest time now is that we have to look at things a little bit differently. If you think about the foods that you're eating, if you think about the beverages that you're drinking, and you think to yourself, I see this amount of food going in and I see this amount of food coming out, does it balance? I mean, if you're eating three big meals a day and having three big bowel movements a day, chances are you're evacuating your waste out of your body. But I talk to people that are eating a good amount of food and having a bowel movement every second day, every third day. Obviously, red flag, something wrong. Now, I know gastroenterologists that I've talked to that says, well, everybody's different. And if that person's having a bowel movement once a week, that's fine for them. I don't agree. Because that same person, when you put them on a good quality diet and you stress to them the importance of fiber and good quality hydration and lots of vegetables and fruits, and they start having a bowel movement or two every single day, obviously what they were doing was not healthy and was not good for them. We see more and more colon rectal cancers coming up. We see more and more gastrointestinal cancers. And I just think that it's the state of our gastrointestinal tract and our elimination that is causing this problem. You know, I know people that have been really big fiber people. They use chia seeds and ground flax and psyllium and all that stuff. They eat tons of vegetables and fruits. And they go in for their colonoscopy and their doctors are like, wow, I don't know what you're doing. You are squeaky clean. Everything is great. There's no polyps. There's no nothing. You know, whatever you're doing is working fine. Because if we do eat the proper foods and we do cleanse ourselves with food, we're going to make a dramatic difference. But even if we're doing all the right things, what about our organs? What about the blood? What about the parts of the body that we can't really see? You know, we can see our skin. We could actually see the outward problem of internal problems, which is when our skin gets really pasty and broken and hived and rashed and blemished and pimpled and all these things. You know, when you have unhealthy skin, it comes from a lot of different things. But can it come from the inside of the body not being clean? Well, of course, because your skin is your most eliminative organ. Things are going to leave the body the quickest way it can. And if you're not moving your bowels like you should, your body is going to push things through the skin to get it out. So one of the most amazing things that I think I've learned over my 40 years is that when people are cleansing, they get a real good look at the inside of their body. And I've been probably doing radio shows now way over 20 some odd years with Irwin Naturals and Nature Secret. And I remember the very first show right after this product, Ultimate Cleanse, broke. And it was really one of the first shows that I had actually done on cleansing. And I did it back with Lindsay Duncan. And I have to tell you that this was, it was an amazing show. And it just made good sense to me. Because I walked away from that show not only with providing a lot of good information and having a great interview, but also with the foundation of knowledge that if we clean the inside of our body, waste will leave us more effectively. Digestion and absorption will work more effectively. Our breath and our odors of our body will get better because we're passing the things that are causing, you know, bad breath and body odor to come through the pores. And it just made good sense to me. And I think to myself, how long have we been going before we've actually done an accurate cleanse? Well, I think if you're eating a really good quality diet every single day, you do cleansing through your respiratory system, through your skin, through your urine, your stool, your sweat, your breath. As your body heats up, you know, you burn off bacteria. We do a lot of natural cleansing. But I can't tell you the amount of feedback that has come to me over the decades of talking about the Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse. People that had just had a terrible history of elimination and decided that they were going to do a 30-day cleanse. Now, when people ask me about the Ultimate Cleanse, the first thing they ask me about is, how drastic do we have to go with our diet? Well, I think one of the best things you can do is make sure that you're eating really well and that you're cutting back on a lot of the mucousy foods, and it's basically for 30 days. Now, some people do 60 days. But this system is so amazing. It comes in a box or the economy bottles. Let's say two of you are going to do it. But it's basically for helping with the digestive system because our digestive systems are faced with heavy-duty tasks every single day. Not just the breaking down and absorbing of food, but also filtering chemicals and toxins from the environment as well. The Ultimate Cleanse offers a unique two-part program that works with the body's own internal detoxification system that works in the areas of cleansing and detoxifying through the digestive tract. Now, the two products that are in here, I call them one, the loosener, and two, the whisk broom. Number one, the multi-herb digestion and detox support. These are herbs that are traditionally used to support the digestive system, and they work to support optimal health and a feeling of rejuvenation. And they really kind of get in there and kind of loosen and do some, you know, filtration, if you will. The second part is the multi-fiber colon cleanse. Now, this formula has a variety of fiber sources and complementary herbs to support the detoxification and help to promote good bowel movements every single day. Now, a lot of times when people start using this at the very beginning, let's say they decide for the month they're going to cut out their sodas, they're going to cut out of their breads and all that stuff. They're going to eat mostly fruits and vegetables and protein. That is a really good, healthy way to go on this because you're getting the things that are out of the way that are allowing you to be able to focus on internal cleansing. Now, I have a story that I remember from a million years ago, and this was a customer that had been with her doctor. She was working with her gastroenterologist, who I knew, and, you know, he would try everything to get her to eat more fiber, and, you know, but she had terrible gas, terrible bloating, and just really bad elimination. So I talked with her, and she went to her doctor and said, I was talking with Jeff, and he thought that maybe a cleanse would be a good thing, but I have to make changes in my diet for the month. And he was elated because he'd been trying to get her to make these changes. He said, I think you should do it. And I think you should do it for 60 days. So she did. So she came, got the the Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse, the box. She got two boxes. And I remember it really well. She said, I'm going to eat vegetables and fruits and protein. I said, that's it. Now, she had a lot of weight around her midsection. She was carrying a lot of bloated weight, and she was very uncomfortable. And her eliminations were so bad, she was using like a Fleet enema a couple times a week just to get a stool because she had no fiber. I also had her at that time add a kind of a smoothie at that point. And back then, you know, I was also suggesting that she puts like a tablespoon of psyllium in her smoothie and got extra fiber and then eating lots of raw vegetables. So she followed everything. And she did the cleanse. Now, way back then, we didn't have texting. We didn't have emails. We didn't have computers. We didn't have smartphones. So people either wrote a letter or they came in the store. So she had come in about 10 days into the program. And I said, how are you doing? And she said, this is the craziest thing. And I said, what? She said, I'm having one, sometimes two bowel movements a day. She goes, I feel incredible. She goes, I'm not hungry. She goes, I was always noshing on all this junk all the time. She said, I feel great. She goes, my breath feels better already. So she did this for 60 days. Now, at the end of the 60 days, she dropped about 25 pounds of fat. And her digestive system was really good. She says, now, what do I do now? And I said, well, probably one of the best things you could do is slide over and use the Super Cleanse as a maintenance. I think you should continue to have your little smoothie with fruit and water and stuff in the morning and juice, and then put a couple tablespoons of psyllium in there to keep some fiber. I said, I would leave your diet exactly the same, but maybe you want to add sweet potato or some brown rice or something like that. And she said, that's what I'm going to do. And I didn't see her for about maybe 6 months later. And I guess she'd come in, but I wasn't there. And then she came in and she looked unbelievable. I said, how are you doing? And she goes, look at this. She had dropped probably close to 50 pounds. She looked amazing. She said, it's been now about 7 months. She goes, I want to do another 60-day cleanse. I said, you can do that. A lot of people do it twice a year. And I said, how are you feeling? She goes, Jeff, this is amazing. She goes, I eat no junk, no garbage, no gluten, no wheat, no sugar, no none of that stuff. She goes, I live on vegetables and fruits and protein. She goes, I have hard-boiled eggs. Once or twice a week, I'll throw in some brown rice or sweet potato. She goes, I feel fantastic. And her gastroenterologist was elated, and she was still having a couple bowel movements every single day. Now, I wonder how many of us don't really think about the importance of having an elimination. I think most of us, a bowel movement is kind of an interruption of the day, when actually a bowel movement should be something that lets you know that your body's working. And then the structure of the stool, I mean, should something that we should know about. I mean, do you have rabbit pellets or little ribbons? Do you have a full-size stool? Do you tend toward diarrhea all the time? I mean, you should know your stool type. And, you know, a lot of people that are very stressed, that affects their bowels as well. But I think that focusing a little bit more on having a healthier elimination is something that we should really focus on, because there's so much waste and so much garbage and so much stuff that accumulates in our gastrointestinal tract, and that really does affect us from being healthy. See, if you have layers and layers of sludge and waste on the inside of your intestinal tract, inside the tract is supposed to be smooth with these finger-like projections that reach inward that pull out nutrients. They're called villi. And the last stage of pulling out nutrients as the waste as it's going through. If the villi are all splattered up against the side and all crusted against the inside, we are missing the last stage of digestion. We are also affecting our immune system. You know, upwards of 70% of your immune system is actually stimulated, produced, and made more healthy in your intestinal tract. If your intestinal tract is not healthy and you're not having bowel movements, you've got a lot of gas and bloating and heartburn and indigestion, how healthy do you think your immune system is going to be? So this is a domino effect. It's not just about having better bowel movements, but it's also about having better bowel movements to have better digestion, healthier skin, fresher breath, less gas, less bloating, a better immune system, helping out the last stage of digestion, keeping your body healthy internally and externally. That's all part of that process. Where what we mostly think is, oh God, I got to go to the bathroom. And we run and we have a bowel movement, get it over as quick as we can, and we move on. We should be celebrating it, because it means that waste is leaving the body. If waste is not leaving the body, what's it doing? And we think about all the bloat and the unhealthiness. You know, I had a professor one time that said, if you were to eat your meals all day and put a duplicate meal in a bucket next to your table, like if let's say that you had a piece of chicken and you had some rice and you had a piece of bread and a piece of pie and all that, and you ate your dinner and you put the same meal in a bucket next to you, and you did it with breakfast and lunch and dinner, that bucket gets full pretty fast because that's a good amount of food. Are you evacuating as much as you're putting in? Chances are no. So what's it doing? Where's it going? And it just lets you know how uncomfortably bloated and how stretched out our intestinal tract can be. And then it really lets you know why we have odors and bloating and gas and why we feel uncomfortable all the time. Now, a friend of mine had to go, and this is a very old story, but she had to go on a doctor-supervised fast. She was very ill. She was bedridden for a long time, put on a lot of weight. And back then, they used to do doctor-supervised fasts, where they would put you on like some kind of a protein drink, and then you would go and they would do blood work every week to make sure your levels were in sync, and they would probably have you eat a piece of fruit and whatever. And they had to keep her on it for a long time, and no solid food because she had to shed the weight because she was so heavy. This was long before gastric bypass and all that crazy stuff. Now, she would tell me, she would come in and she was taking liquid vitamins because she couldn't have any solid vitamins because she had no food. So she would come in and she said, you know, the weirdest thing is, Jeff, she said, I have been eating liquids for 2 weeks and I am still having solid bowel movements. She goes, where is that coming from? I said, well, it's probably been in there. I'm sure the smell has been bad. She said, it's awful. And I said, well, it's just stuff has been laying around, crusting and fermenting in your gut. And as she went in, she was on this with her doctor for about 3 months, and she did shed a lot of weight and then started eating regularly and exercising, and she did really well. Very drastic, but thank goodness she was supervised by her doctor. And she said what was crazy is she said throughout that 90 days, she said for the first 3 or 4 weeks, she goes, I had solid bowel movements. And after that, every once in a while, I'd have another one. She said, and I got to the point when it was just a little bit of stuff, mucusy stuff coming out after that. But she said, it really gave me an idea and a visual on how much waste we hold in our bodies. And I think that's why the Ultimate Cleanse is always done so well. A lot of people like to use it, you know, for a week or maybe a month before they're getting ready to start a healthier way of living. They want a clean house. You know, get things prepared, if that makes sense. You know, before they move all the healthy stuff in. Because if you are someone that, like every year in the end of December, you decide you're going to start getting healthy in January, and you do not address your digestive system, you don't take your enzymes, you don't take your probiotics, you don't clean house, and you start putting all this good food in, guess what? You don't notice much of a difference. And the reason that you don't is because of the fact that you are living a life right now where you are putting all this beautiful new furniture into a really dirty home. And I think that we just need to remember that we need to kind of clear the way and get some of the waste out of the way before we start moving in good, healthy eating. Because what happens is you won't notice a difference and you won't stay with it. Where if you clean out and you start noticing that your body is working more effectively, guess what? You're going to want to stay with the program and you're going to notice and see a difference. Now, how often can we do the Ultimate Cleanse? Some people do it with the seasons. Some people do it every 3 months. Some people do it twice a year. I did it twice a year for many, many years, and now I probably do it once a year, but I do it for about 45 days. It was quite amazing to me that it still gives you such a good benefit. And sometimes you think you're doing everything right. You're still eating lots of vegetables and all that good stuff and getting your fiber. And you start that and you think to yourself, wow, I thought it was doing everything right. It just lets you know how even when you're ready to do the right thing and you're ready, you think you're doing the right stuff every day, you might need a little bit more support. Now, the way that most people follow this program, there's two different tablets. And I'm one of those people where I don't think that starting with a high dosage is a good idea, because sometimes you will go right into a laxative kind of effect, and that's not what you want. You need to learn your body's tolerance. And what I have found the most successful way is to maybe start with one of each tablet morning and night for about 3 to 4 days. And then listen to your body. How's your body doing? Have you noticed any difference in your elimination? How do you feel? Do you feel a little bit different? If you're starting to notice a little different, probably not enough. Go to 2 of each in the morning, 2 of each at night for another 3 to 4 days. This is when we start to notice a little bit of action. Things are moving a little bit better. Are you having better bowel movements? Are you really happy with the way things are going? Or do you think that, you know, you've been pretty bad to yourself. Do you need to go more? Sometimes people will go 3 and 3 tablets morning and evening. And all of a sudden you start noticing some dramatic benefits. You're having 2-3 bowel movements a day. It's still formed. Maybe that is your level. And then you'll just stay there. Now, let's say the 2 is working okay, and you go to 3 of each, and all of a sudden you get a really loose stool, you go back to 2. That means that 2 was probably your level. I have worked with people over the years who have worked with their gastroenterologists with things like these. There are people that are so clogged, they were having to take upwards of 5 and 6 of each tablet twice a day. That's how dramatically clogged up they were. I have a lady that was in Los Angeles, and she had a gastroenterologist she worked with, and she had been out here, and I had done a show this is 20 some odd years ago, and she had terrible, terrible elimination. And she went to see her gastroenterologist, who she knew personally, and took in this box of Ultimate Cleanse. And he said, you know, he says, we've tried a lot of different things. He goes, maybe a cleanse would be a good thing. So she decided to start using it. She started with one, went to two, went to three, and actually ended up at four of each in the morning. And she said she got up one day and had a bowel movement like nothing you've ever seen. She said, I don't know where all this came from. And she said her stomach actually just kind of flattened out, you know, and she said the odor was so bad, she had to open up the doors. And she said she felt so weirded out about it that she went to her doctor and to get checked, you know, to find out if there was anything major going on. And he said, you know, you probably just agitated and loosened something that's been built up in there for a long time. So he said, keep going on it. He goes, back up your dosage a little bit and see how you do. So she started having a couple bowel movements a day, which was amazing for her. And she noticed that the odor went away within about a week. There was no more odor to the stool. She was eating really well, lots of vegetables and fruits and only chicken and fish, drinking tons of water, which she never, ever did before. And she said all of a sudden the stools were really formed and the way they were supposed to be. And, you know, she got off of it and decided that she was going to start staying on this way of eating and adding more natural fiber to the diet. And she was having a little drink in the morning with some frozen berries and water. And she was putting her fibers and things in there and some good oils and drinking it every day. And she went on to have a very, very healthy elimination every single day. I remember years later, she talked to me and she'd gone in for a colonoscopy. And the doctor said, you know, he said, it's amazing. He said, everything is so healthy here. Whatever you're doing, keep going. And I don't think it would have been. I think sometimes we pass out a lot of waste. There are people out there, and it's weird that they've just gotten used to having an elimination once every 3 days or once a week. I just don't think that's good. I mean, that's my personal take on it. I think that if things lay around too long, I think poisons and chemicals and preservatives and all that waste garbage starts to seep back into the system. And I think that you stretch out your intestinal tract and there's all that stuff in the way 6 days a week. And I think that it's hampering your immune system and your last stage of absorption and digestion. I personally don't think it's healthy. I think that if people would eliminate as many times as they eat during the day, I think that would be ideal, perfect, perfect situation. But if people can have at least one or two good bowel movements every day that are formed and not strained and, you know, and it's a good amount of waste leaving the body, I think that's really important. So I'm a big believer in the Ultimate Cleanse because I think it, no matter what you're doing with your health, if you don't clean house and you don't get the waste out, you know, sooner or later, everything is going to start to build up and back up. So Ultimate Cleanse, it comes in a box, which is very, it's so inexpensive, it's ridiculous. And usually lasts you about 3 weeks. And you can do this for up to a month or up to 2 months if you choose. Just remember to change the diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables. Protein is good. Cut out all the glue foods, all the sugar, all the junk. Let your body rest for a month while it's doing its job and not having to spend every waking moment working on the garbage that we're throwing down the tube. So eat really well. You'll probably lose some weight along the way, which is always a good thing for most people. And you'll feel a lot lighter. And I guarantee you're going to have more energy. And things will be a little bit more tuned up at the end of your cleanse. So I'll take a break. When I come back, I want to talk about the respiratory cleanse and I want to talk about the liver cleanse because those are two things you can add to this depending on, you know, where we're coming from as far as your everyday lifestyle routines. Stay tuned.
For more years than I can remember, cleansing has been one of the most important things we can do to keep our bodies in good working order. They have always said we are what we eat, but today's saying is a little bit different. We are what we eat, what we digest, and what we assimilate. As Americans, our food choices are rarely as good as they should be, so it goes without saying that our elimination and digestive systems always pay the ultimate price, leading us to a very unhealthy lifestyle. Cleansing is something that I've enjoyed talking about on the air for decades. If you have listened to me, you know I've always spoken highly of Nature's Secret Ultimate Cleanse. This wonderful two-part cleansing program program is designed to support detoxification and cleansing, and it does the job effectively, safely, and with amazing results. Ultimate Cleanse offers a unique two-step program that gently works through the digestive tract with the body's own internal systems to cleanse and detoxify. Part 1, the multi-herb digestion and detox support. This formulation contains a proprietary blend of herbs traditionally used to support digestive function. Part 2, the multi-fiber cleanse, includes a variety of fiber sources and complementary herbs to support colon detoxification through more frequent bowel movements and to help promote healthy digestion and elimination. Please keep in mind the importance of internal cleansing and helping your body to do its job effectively. When you think cleansing, always think Nature's Secret Ultimate Cleanse. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive at Charleston and Rancho.
Power to sleep PM. Wake up refreshed. Attaining restful and sustained sleep is fundamental to health and well-being. That is why we created Power to Sleep PM. This unique combination of natural ingredients can help you relax before bed, sleep soundly throughout the night, and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. Power to Sleep PM promotes relaxation. A combination of soothing nutrients can help to relax the body and calm the mind. Stimulate sleep. Melatonin and GABA help to promote the onset of sleep and are keys to maintaining a normal sleep cycle. Restores nutrients. L-theanine helps to reduce the effects of stress, while essential minerals, calcium and magnesium, plus omega-3 fatty acids support whole body health. This advanced formula focuses on these three targeted areas to promote restful sleep without causing early morning drowsiness. Power to Sleep PM from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at Charleston and Rancho, right on the northwest corner in the Smiths Town and Country Center there. They've been there a long time. Chances are you've been there. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. The address, 840 South Rancho Drive. And like I said, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Today, we have to do everything we can and get as much good, solid, truthful information. Otherwise, we're not going to be making those really smart, decisive decisions. We're going to be sitting back and letting people make them for us. I think we need to take back our health. I think we need to realize what we're eating, what we're putting in our mouth, what we're consuming, how we're digesting it, how we're sleeping, are we hydrating, and asking those questions of ourselves. And then being able to know where to get the answers to correct problems that we probably have caused ourselves. So we have to take responsibility. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight, but some tiny, small little baby step changes can make dramatic differences. Now, we talked the first half of the hour about the Ultimate Cleanse, which is your full body cleansing product and works on your digestive tract, your elimination, all that good stuff. But let's say you haven't really been good to yourself for the last couple of years. Drinking too much, eating too much garbage, maybe on a lot of medications. How's your liver? You know, how have your liver enzymes been on your blood work? I've learned more than none that most of us probably need a little bit of patting on the back of the liver. Our liver is very, very forgiving. I mean, seriously, it will do as much as it possibly can do to keep us as healthy as possible. But we have to remember that we need to take care of it. Because like every other part of our body, it will get to the point when it just throws its hands in the air and says, look, I got nothing left here. You have not taken care of me in a long time, and we're going to have a problem. The milk thistle liver cleanse supports detoxification. This product can actually be used right along with your ultimate cleanse. I mean, if you're cleaning, let's clean all the rooms. And liver health, you know, is something that we don't think about until we find out our liver's not working. But liver health is essential to your body's overall health. The liver performs many crucial functions, upwards of 300 or more functions every day. How long do you think it's able to keep doing that if we keep treating it and abusing it in a bad way? Remember, our liver filters. It filters toxins from the blood and production of bile to break down fats in the body. During our lifetime, let's face it, we're exposed to a lot. Things we can't control and things we can control. Preservatives, pesticides, chemicals that burden our bodies and our livers. If the liver becomes overwhelmed, the body is, you know, less able to break down and excrete toxins. And it has a negative overall effect on our body. So the nice thing about using this, this is a really great, powerful formula with 18 different botanicals in it. It supports the liver's health and detoxification pathways. And it's also a very powerful antioxidant for helping with our liver, keeping it healthy. So when would you use this? I have some people that have been really bad to themselves and have been using it every day for a long time. They might do 2-3 a day for a month, and then the next couple of months they do one a day just to keep it present and visible. When you're on a cleanse, usually one or two a day is pretty adequate. I would say two a day would be the normal dosage, and you can take it right along with your ultimate cleanse. You know, when people start doing a liver cleanse, a lot of people notice that sometimes their urine gets really strong as they start flushing things out from the liver through the kidneys and all that kind of stuff. That's okay. It means it needs to leave. And also people, their urine is too dark because they don't drink enough water. If your urine is really dark and real syrupy and you're diabetic, it means you need water. And you need to start flushing out and diluting all that really heavy burden on your kidneys and your bladder and start flushing it out. People don't drink enough water. They just don't. Because they drink sodas and they drink sports drinks and they drink energy drinks and luxury designer coffee drinks and all that kind of stuff. And they don't drink water. I have a group that I was talking to a couple months ago, and I told them, I said, look, a lot of you want a soda every day. Okay, have your soda. But for that soda, you need 4 glasses of water to rehydrate and flush that out of your system, plus your 8 to 10 glasses that you had before. And if it's that important for you, you'll drink your, you know, 10, 12 glasses of water. Well, a bunch of them did it. And then at the end, half of them were like, that is just so much water just for a soda. It doesn't make any sense. And the rest of them said, you know what? I started drinking that much water and now I feel better with the water. So I'm going to stay with the water. Water makes your skin look amazing. It flushes out your urinary tract and your bladder and your kidneys. It also adds moisture to a really hard stool. A friend of mine years ago had a terribly hard stool, and literally her stool would get stuck on the way out. It was just so dry because she drank like no liquids. I mean, she just wasn't a liquid drinker. And her doctor finally told her, he said, you are going to have a blockage and an eruption, and you're going to have something that's going to perforate your intestines. You've got to start drinking water. And he made her drink a half a gallon to a gallon of water every single day. And it was 2 days or 3 days into it that she had a normal stool. And for her, that was like she wanted to throw a parade after decades of, you know, hard, painful, bleeding stools because it was scraping everything on the way out, even though she knew what to do. It took that situation to get her into a situation where she was able to make the change because she desperately needed to. I can't tell you how many people change their lives by doing a cleanse. And then after that, trying to eat a diet that continues to move waste out of the system. But this is a great product. It's the Milk Thistle Liver Cleanse by Nature Secret. I know you're going to find it to be very, very effective. And it really does make a difference. Now, we're in the middle of allergy season now. And it is a great time to do a cleanse during allergy season because you really do lighten up the food and you get a lot of the mucusy foods out of the way that are just adding up to more and more mucus building up in your system. And you're just trying to, you're getting it out your nose and your chest and you can't breathe because you've got all this mucus and the allergies are making everything worse. So if you do a cleanse this time of the year, you're going to get rid of all those foods and you're going to have vegetables and protein and fruits. And it's going to lighten up things and your mucus is going to go down dramatically. But there is a product you might want to think about adding, and it's called Respiratory Support and Defense. This is for healthier lungs and a bronchial tract. This is great to help to support and maintain a healthy respiratory function. This is great for your breathing. It's great for your lungs. I've recommended this to a lot of smokers over the years. Many of their doctors have recommended it to them to get their lungs in shape. People that have a hard time breathing this time of the year because of the pollens. And our pollens are not done. They're barely starting. We've still got olive trees and pine trees and junipers and cypress. And we've got a lot more to go. I mean, mulberries are out. The jasmine and the honeysuckle are blooming. But we've got a lot more coming our way. So you don't even know where you are in the big picture. It depends on what you're really allergic to, and that can change by the year. So if you have respiratory problems, it might be a good idea to maybe think about the respiratory support. It just makes you breathe a little bit better. And, you know, many, many doctors today that are working with, you know, pulmonary physicians, you know, the ones that are a lot more nutritionally oriented, they're not the first to just recommend a puffer or an inhaler. A lot of them will recommend things like mullein and lobelia and other herbs for the immune system. A lot of them see the changes, or they've learned from their patients about how effectively they're doing and how much mucus they've cut out by changing the diet and using some supportive herbs. So I hope that if you do have trouble in this area, you'll keep this in mind. This formula has things like fenugreek and marshmallow and mullein and skullcap and onion and garlic and pleurisy root and thyme and licorice. This is a really complete formula. And I know people that use this and have used it off and on. I know a lot of people that use it during flu and cold season. And then they use it right into allergy season. And then in the summer, early fall, they don't use it as much unless they need it. But they're like clockwork. They'll start using it, you know, in October and take it all the way through the end of March into April. But there's people out there that have really bad lungs most of the year. Can you use it? Yes. You can use it on a regular basis and feel very comfortable with it. So absolutely. So respiratory support and defense. Somebody just chimed. They said, can I use that with the one for the liver and the cleanse? Yeah, they all work together. They are all working together to go inside and support and cleanse and loosen and flush and get waste and debris out of the way. And I think that's a really good thing. You know, someone just chimed in. She says, I've been using the Nature's Secret Ultimate Cleanse twice a year for over a decade. The first time I used it, I'd heard it on your show. I had terrible elimination. It made me change my diet to do the cleanse, and I never looked back. I don't eat any of the gluten foods, not because I'm allergic, just because I don't digest them, and they plug me up. I don't eat dairy, no breads, no pasta, no none of that. The only thing I do is I eat tons of vegetables and fruits, lots of chicken and fish, red meat maybe once a month, and I eat a whole bunch of raw vegetables, and I nosh on them all day long, and my bowels are great. But I still do the cleanse twice a year, and I have a smoothie every morning with chia seeds, ground flax, a little psyllium, some nuts and fruit and protein and almond milk. And it's made a dramatic difference. So I'm 10 years now, and I am one of those ones that went in for a colonoscopy, and my doctor was really pleased that everything looked healthy. I know it wouldn't have been. There's no way, because I used to have a bowel movement once a week. Now, there you go. You know, we got a lot of people that are having a hard time with their elimination. And if you don't think it's an issue, the next time you go into the drugstore, go to the constipation, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, can't have a bowel movement aisle. It's not a shelf, not a section. It's pretty much of an aisle. Why? Because they know that people have a problem and they know people are not doing anything about it. And they're going to run in and grab something when they need it. They're going to walk in for a bottle of citrate of magnesia, or they're going to walk in for prune juice, or they're going to walk in for a Fleet enema or some kind of a heavy duty dynamite laxative to get things moving. I can't imagine the discomfort that you would have if you had a bowel movement once a week. I guess you would probably get used to it, but I don't think it's ever a pleasurable feeling. You know, I had a friend that stayed with me years and years ago, and we had, and I've told this story many times. We had gone out for family style Chinese food. There was like 10 of us. And it was this big round table in the middle. There was this huge Lazy Susan, and they had all these dishes there, and there was so much vegetables and everything. She wasn't a vegetable eater, and she also had terrible elimination. Well, that night, everybody was taking their time, and everybody was eating and eating. They kept bringing food, and oy. And she was eating tons and tons of broccoli and water chestnuts and mushrooms and carrots and onions and and all this stuff. And she even commented at the end of the dinner, she goes, I haven't eaten that many vegetables in the last year that I ate at that one sitting. So she was staying at the house, and I didn't think anything of it. The next day, she came down for breakfast, and, you know, I'd made a pot of coffee, and I had water for tea because I had a bunch of people staying. And she came down and made herself a cup of green tea, and she sat down, and she looked at me, and she said, I just had the most constructive bowel movement I've had in 20 years. And I said, okay. She said, is it just that I maybe drank a little bit more water? I said, you ate cups and cups and cups of vegetables last night. That's what they do. She said, this is the craziest thing. She said, and it was a lot of elimination. And I said, well, I said, do you feel better? She goes, I feel great. And I said, well, maybe changing your diet would allow you to have that every single day. And eating all those vegetables and having stir fries and drinking more water and having more tea and getting the junk out of the way. She said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So we went out that night for dinner again and same group. And we went back to the same Chinese restaurant because they let us have this room and we're able to stay there forever. And we just tipped really, really well. And it was quiet. And the next morning at the house, I said, well, and she goes, same thing. And I said, so does that convince you? And she goes, yeah. Now, this has been 20 years. And every time I run into her, she looks fantastic. And she's eating all the same kind of foods. She's still doing the same thing. Never had any more trouble with her elimination. Today, she takes a good whole food multiple, takes her probiotics. She does a cleanse, the Nature Secret, twice a year. She's really, really focusing on her health every single day. She doesn't eat any garbage, no sugar, no caffeine, no fast food, no junk food. She eats that way. She does tons and tons of stir fry. It's funny. She had a new house built. And when they were designing the island, they designed a permanent area for a walk in the island so that it would just sit out and actually had its own stand because she eats so much stir fry with vegetables and fish and chicken, you know, so she'd have to pull it out every day. Actually had it worked into her kitchen. And I just think that's funny. So when somebody talks to you about cleansing, or maybe you're going to have a talk with yourself, ask yourself the questions, am I eliminating like I should? Do I eliminate as much waste as I eat? Do I have trouble with bloating and gas and heartburn and indigestion? Do I have a fully formed stool? Is it small? Is it ribbons? Is it tiny little pellets? I mean, am I having a good formed stool? Do I have to strain to eliminate? At that point, you should think about going to see your gastroenterologist, making sure everything's okay in there, that you don't have any major blockage. If you're over 50, you should have a colonoscopy. But at that stage of the game, you need to take control. If you're not having stuff leave the body as healthy as it should, a cleanse might be in order. And also changing the kinds of foods that you're eating is something you may think about doing. The food we eat, it should be good for the body. It should be healthy for rebuilding the body and the immune system. It should be something that does the job to build the body and then also to remove the waste from the body. If you're not eating those kind of foods, it's going to be a problem. And I guarantee you, it's not that difficult. Once you feel better in an area that you've learned to deal with, learned to adjust to, and you've learned how to just kind of deal with, guess what? you're going to feel better than you have in a long time. And that's really, really important. Keep in mind that the first time you do a cleanse, you're going to start out low and your body's going to be kind of talking to you a little bit. You have to listen to your body and you'll find your comfortable dosage. With me, it's usually 2 and 2 morning and 2 and 2 at night. That's what I have found. When I tried more, it was just too loose for me, too loosening. And, you know, but I know people, like I said, that have gone much more. Once again, there is no fit into this box dosage. You have to kind of try it and listen to your body. And that's a really, really good thing. So keep in mind that there's amazing things out there that can change your body every single day, that can change your focus, that can change the way that you take care of yourself. And if you have any more questions, go talk to the folks at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. On the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Go in and see what it's like to visit a full-service health food store. You'll be glad you'll be really glad you did. Why? Well, you're going to have some answers. And you're not going to feel like you're guessing. And you're going to know that this time around, you're going to have more success with your health. And I think that you're going to feel better than you've been feeling in a long time as well. And that's really, really important. They have great prices. They've got the best selection of the highest quality products. They carry all the Irwin Naturals products as well as the Nature Secret products. Do I think that everybody should think about going on a cleanse? Yeah, because even as good as you're doing, chances are it's not controlling all the stuff that we absorb through our skin or we get through our water and through the air that kind of goes into our system. It also helps to kind of give our body and our immune system a little bit of a boost. You know, just think about it. If you bag up your garbage in the kitchen and you just bag it up and then you just move it into another room of the house and you never take it out, what ends up happening beside terrible smell and maggots and bugs and mice and all that kind of stuff that come in because you've let all that garbage build up in your house when you could have just bagged it up, took it outside, put it in the garbage can and dragged it to the road? If you apply that same mentality that we eat and then we get rid of waste and then it leaves the body. If it's not leaving the body, it means it's hanging around. And you start thinking about body odors and bad breath and your skin is looking terrible and you've got a lot of bloat and uncomfortableness and uneasiness, you know, maybe you just need to kind of clean house. That Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse, I have found it to be the best that I've ever worked with, the easiest to follow, the gentlest, and also the most effective. And I've been doing radio shows on Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse for well over 25 years. So I hope that you'll take the time to check out all these products at Stay Healthy from Nature Secret. Check out the respiratory cleanse, the milk thistle liver cleanse. Check out the cleanse. If there's more than one of you, get the 2 economy bottles because you'll save money that way. It's a lot more effective and very, very economical. And you know what? You're going to find your comfort zone, the sweet spot, if you will. And then you're going to start really enjoying the way that you're feeling. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in this Monday morning. Let's start the week off with a cleanse, you know, and then 30 days from now, you can call me and send me a text and tell me how amazingly wonderful you're feeling, because I'd love to hear that. That's awesome. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk the relevant topics. We talk about health. We talk about changes that we need to make. And of course, we talk about subjects that may be uncomfortable. I don't apologize. Because I think that somebody needs to bring up the topics, because the rest of us are kind of gliding through. And what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to be so unhealthy for absolutely no reason, for things that we can control. So those are the things we're going to talk about. If you can't listen live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. I hope you have an awesome day, an incredible week, and be healthy every day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.